time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is so fascinating to watch the world of real estate. Things are always changing, and that includes rates, mortgage rates. They go up, they come down. It seems back and forth fairly often. Shane Mast on, and that's one of the things you wanted to cover this morning, is talk about these rates and what's leading to some of these changes.
Sure, and we're down about 0.2% in rate, so about 6.39, probably going to go down a little bit today, but not very, very small amount, maybe 6.35 by the end of the day. And when I do quote a rate, usually when you quote a rate, you're talking about the 30-year fixed conventional, so usually FHA and VA are about 0.5% lower than that. So you can get into the fives if you're getting a VA or an FHA loan. But I thought maybe I'd talk about, because the big news of the week was the CPI announcement. So CPI, should I give a brief definition of what that is?
Sure, yeah, I think it'd be good.
Okay, you hear about that a lot on the news, CPI this, CPI that, and CPI is the reason why the Federal Reserve started raising rates to begin with over a year ago. And CPI stands for Consumer Price Index, and it's used interchangeably with the word inflation, and it is a measure of inflation, but not the only one. It's just the main one. So the CPI measures the rate at which consumer prices are either increasing or decreasing. And they base that, the Bureau of Labor Statistics is the ones in charge of tracking all this. I might have a good job there, because it looks like they have to track a lot of data. So what they do is they have a fixed, what they call a basket of goods. And the basket of goods is 94,000 different items in the United States. And they track these 94,000 items and see how much the prices on them increased over the last 12 months. So that's a lot of statistics to take care of. So CPI, Consumer Price Index, is the rate at which these prices either went up or down over the past year. So we peaked out in our CPI, and you might see it on the news. They might say inflation was at 9% last July, but that, what they're talking about is CPI, the Consumer Price Index, hit over 9%. We're now at, it got announced this week, 5%. So that's actually pretty good. A year ago, we were at 8.2% inflation or CPI. So we're down a full 3%, over 3% in just 1 year. So what this is evidence that the Federal Reserve's rate hikes are working. At least, I mean, there could be other external factors at work, but this is what the Federal Reserve will say, is we did it. We're getting inflation back on track. Now, the goal is 2% for the Federal Reserve. They want our inflation to be at 2%, which would mean all the goods today that you can go buy are only 2% more than they were 12 months ago. And right now we're at 5, so we're on the right track. And they dropped an entire percent. So it's hard to remember, but in February, the CPI, the inflation rate, was 6%. So it dropped a whole percent in 1 month. But it was, if this was unexpected, now they thought it was going to go down like 0.8%. So it was a little better than expected, but it wasn't enough of a drop to have that big of an impact on rates. It's trending the right direction. It dropped, but it didn't drop enough to where the Federal Reserve, when they meet on May 3rd, they're probably going to raise the rates another 0.25%. But that doesn't mean our rates will go up, because again, if they do raise the rates 0.25%, and it's expected, that rate is already baked in to today's current mortgage rates. So as long as the Federal Reserve does what's expected, it doesn't affect rates at all. Mortgage rates, that is.
So as we look at the rates here and then look at the market, how's our inventory doing right now, and how does that tie in?
So it's going down. We were almost at 400 active properties as early as November of last year, and we're down to 281 active properties in Douglas County. We were at 286 last week, so we lost 5. There were 32 new listings, but 34 went pending, so we lost 2 there. And this is going to put positive positive. I don't know. Positive is probably not the right word unless you're a seller. It's going to put upward pressure, and it already is, putting upward pressure on prices. So as the number of the supply of houses goes down, the ratio of buyers per house goes up. When you have more people competing for houses, it drives the prices up. So you can already see in the pending sales for this month, for example, already 334,000 median sale price. And the average sale price so far this month is $381,000. So that is quite a bit higher. If you look at the average sale price, which lagging indicator of this month, is only $292,000. So far in April, the average sale price is $292,000 under the $299,000 that is the average for the year so far. But you got to remember that's lagging indicator. Everything closing right now is low based on February or March and February pendings. So we've been tracking that. We knew this was going to happen. But the pendings now, which is a leading indicator, are showing that those prices are going up. And they're going up pretty quickly due to the lack of inventory. So when stats start coming out, April is going to be low. It's going to be probably the lowest month in over a year for sold prices. But May and June, it'll be ticking back up again.
Wow. So a lot to keep track of here. And what are you seeing in terms of interest? I mean, we are into spring officially. The weather is kind of a lagging indicator right now of that. But are people starting to pay more attention and look around more to the market?
Yeah, and really we haven't. We're still calling this the long winter. As far as real estate's concerned, we do have an increase in pendings, but not a lot. I think this weather that we're going to have in the next couple days, which is maybe our first time since last fall that we had 3 days of sunshine in a row, super looking forward to that. But as a realtor, I'm looking forward to a lot of showings, and I can show all the way up till like 7:30 now. I think that when spring weather actually hits is when you're going to see an increase in pendings. And again, that's going to drive prices up because we're already low on inventory. When more houses go under contract, inventory will shrink. I believe we've hit the bottom. I mentioned that last week too, but I believe we've hit the bottom, at least for now, on the prices going down.
Well, it's interesting to watch. One of the barometers I look at showed both of our home properties up $15,000 in the last month. And that's just a basic barometer, but it certainly tells you what direction things are moving.
Absolutely. And if you look at Zillow, you know, they're not the most accurate, but they're usually correct on either going up or down. So the Zillow formula must have picked up some sales in your neighborhood that were higher than the 12-month running average and then stuck that on yours. So I think they're right because we are trending up, and it will continue to do so. And it does every year, but it will trend up probably all the way through summer and early fall, you know, barring something bad happening, you know, inflation taking a turn the other direction, or, you know, more banks failing actually would be good for rates. So we just keep track of all this stuff. I'm reading the 38-page CPI report this morning, so I'm about halfway through it. So I'm really studying this to see where we're at.
Wow. That's not light reading. So if people want to get connected with you guys, how do they contact Oregon Life Homes?
You can always call us on the phone, 541-391-4945, or just Google us online at Oregon Life Homes, or we have a website, theoregonlife.com. We'd love to talk to you.
All right, Shane, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me.